Sisters and brothers, to control thought, said Bentham to Statesman, you must, from the vast array of facts, select those that reinforce the picture you have of where you want the state to go, or in our present modern case, those that further the realization of your vision for the global state. And as suppressed thoughts and therefore suppressed discussions necessarily means sculpting human beings, distorting our nature to serve base aims. And even if you say they're not base, the distortion is there, is the reality all the same. And this distortion of our lived reality and of our fundamental being necessarily means lives lived in confusion, which does not bring happiness, far from it. Yet another item on our long list of suppressed discussions. The one we're picking up today is the thread we began last week of our distorted view of each other, reinforced by the base power propaganda parable called the elevation of the few. Last week we said that in some respects, the origin of rule can be traced back to the elevation of a few within a clan to the status of priest, and that once priests became a caste, you have not just hierarchy per se, but even more significantly, for our project of freeing ourselves from this entrapment, you have separated out a few as possessing greater knowledge. And I don't think we've appreciated the importance of that for us today, for us historically, throughout the history of the class system, no less than throughout that history of class, we today, our lives are being shaped by that fact that the class system is based on the assumption, because if we think about it, if knowledge is scarce, belongs to only a few, that can easily form the mental frame for scarcity overall, because if we don't know what to do to preserve our own lives, reproduce ourselves, we are condemned to be slaves to necessity. The class system is based on that assumption of scarcity, the belief that there isn't enough stuff, and that we the people are not sufficient, and that we believe this contrary to reality, because this is the substance of our education, both official and the unspoken education embedded in our social relations. And so therefore, we also said, the flip side of the story, the elevation of the few, is our diminishment in our own eyes. And truly, with this lens in our possession, the media display becomes one long parade of illustration of our conditioning to not see our own abundance. One instance was an interview with a man who'd written a book of economic definitions, to whom I found myself unexpectedly in debt, because his opening story was about ancient Egypt, reminding me of something I didn't want to forget. A story I'd first heard in V. Gordon Shields' Man Makes Himself. And by the way, if you read ahead earlier this week, to some of my postings for this show, you found a discussion of Hegel and the notion of necessity, which included this misread and misrepresented bit on Mr. Child. So, I mean, I won't go off onto that, but, you know, I have been major harassed, and so what's happened is I feel like I've been sped up, you know? I do everything too fast because So I'm exhibit A for what happens. For what happens to one's thought process when one is harassed, sped up, and bombarded? Am I? In this case, the consequence is an ancestor gets misread and misrepresented. So scratch the Hegel and necessity bit, and maybe we'll talk about it at some later point, and go straight to the issue of knowledge.